As part of the group of women whose stories were selected to create Simply Woman, stories from 30 magnificent women who have risen against the odds, Nunn's personal story of triumph joined 29 other submissions from women around the world. In the company of writers from USA, Liberia, Africa, Palestine, the UK, Canada and the Netherlands, each woman in this collection was selected for her honesty and strength, according to the publication's author, Crystal Andrus Morissette. In the book, Nunn describes some of her darkest times and the training that encouraged her to overcome the grip it had on her life. "It came to the point where I had to face my personal pain and trauma. I wasn't happy in my life and I blamed everything around me for it," Nunn explained. "I wrote about my rock bottom and I learned that personal traumatic events were still affecting me, many, many years after they happened. I wasn't living a happy life, far from it. I felt no passion, no purpose. I had a lot of negative self-talk repeatedly running through my head." In hopes to find new direction, Nunn decided to make some bold changes. She packed up and left her husband in Saskatchewan and headed to BC to try and figure things out. Nunn used her time to begin some online research to explore her options. Arriving at a website that promoted personal empowerment for women, Nunn was inspired by the institute called SWAT, Simply Woman Accredited Training, based in Canada. "I have always felt it was my purpose to help people," offered Nunn. "I thought maybe I could be a social worker, or something like it. When I decided to take part in the SWAT program, I learned about the power of exercise, nutrition, how to lift oneself from low energy to high energy, and how to encourage the very best in others. It was in the process of learning how to help other women find empowerment, that I found my own." Nunn became fascinated with an emotional healing technique called the Gentle Trauma Release Method, created by psychologist Isabella Viscopova. "It was so interesting to learn the science behind how the body holds emotion," shared Nunn. "A 25 to 45 minute session of gentle trauma release might include movements like swaying, rocking, or humming with the intention of signaling the vagus nerve to relax and de-stress, helping the body let go. Holding on to emotions triggered by traumatic events is much more common than most people realize. We used to use the term hysterical for women who had been victims of trauma. Then, after the Second World War, it became shell shock. And now, it is known as PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. If we all just stopped and listened to what our bodies needed, instead of constantly busying ourselves as a form of distraction, we'd be much more inclined to address our authentic needs and improve our health," offered Nunn. "We need to wake up and listen. I had to acknowledge the pain I had pushed down for many years. I took laughter leader and joyology courses because I fell in love with the idea, and the science, behind how laughter, even faked laughter, can change the way the body feels. It goes along with gratitude and the gentle trauma release." Nunn said her 3 years of training to become a certified empowerment coach helped her form a bond with the organization's founder, Crystal Andrus Morissette. Based in southern Ontario, Morissette has traveled a long road, from living as a homeless teen to coaching A-list celebrities. Now a worldwide leader in the field of self-discovery and personal transformation, Morissette has been described as a media darling. Her work has been featured numerous times on Oprah.com, and her inspirational story and approach to living have appeared in the New York Post and the UK Daily Mail, among others. Morissette is also certified in nutrition, sports medicine, and yoga. Nunn says the experience of being a contributor to the book has rekindled her love for writing. The training has resulted in the evolution of her brand through the website and blog she maintains. Prior to COVID, Nunn was invited to speak at events such as WECON, Women Connected, and One Woman, a global social enterprise, with her speech entitled, How to Make Your Gratitude Active. For those interested, signed copies of her book are available for purchase through her website www.carrieann.com and unsigned copies are available at Buck's Dollar Store in downtown Kamsack. Now living back at her country acreage outside of Kamsack, Nunn continues her coaching work via Zoom, with her husband and beloved farm animals at her side. Nunn says she feels energized while offering personal coaching to clients from Canada, Australia, France, and New York, among others. "I now have my gratitude tap turned on," shared Nunn. "My perception has been lifted from blame and shame to joy and forgiveness. I love to be of service and share some of the tools I have learned along the way. Nunn continues to serve through her employment at Wolkowski Funeral Services in Kamsack, bringing gentle compassion to those experiencing sudden loss, heartbreak, and sometimes trauma. She is also a certified life celebrant, offering ceremonial leadership at funerals, weddings, or other life events that reflect the personal needs, beliefs, and values of local families.